There have been, I think, four major changes in the VCF over the last few years from what Congress saw when it last reauthorized this bill in 2015 and allocated the $7.375 billion. The first is that the total number of claims that have been filed has increased significantly. In the first 5 years of the fund, from 2011 to 2016, we had just over 19,000 compensation forms filed. In the last 2.5 years, we've received 28,000 more. And the reasons for those, I think, are three. The first is that there is a significant increase in the number of claims being filed on behalf of victims who have died as a result of their 9/11-related conditions. As we get further away from the attacks, but as the seriousness of the illnesses become more apparent, we see more and more of these claims. At the end of 2015, we had just 600 deceased claims. We now have well over 2,000 of them. The second thing is that the number of claimants with cancer conditions continues to increase. We have found over 8,800 claimants eligible because of a cancer condition, and we have made over 7,500 awards due to cancers. In 2015, we had seen only a fraction of that number. And the third is that we are seeing a substantial increase in claims filed by the survivor community, those who lived, worked, or went to school in the area. In the first 5 years of the program, survivor claims were just 14% of the awards that were made. Now they account for almost 40% of the claims that are being filed. And we think that's due to two things. The first are the increase in cancer rates, and the second is that the VCF suffered from a significant information gap in the early years of the program. Many, many people in the New York area were under the assumption that the program was only for first responders. And as we have been able to do more outreach, as the World Trade Center Health Program has been able to do more outreach, partly because of the reauthorization of the bill in 2015, we have been able to reach more people who are sick, more people who are dying, and those claims are now coming in.